Right now, I am speaking with Ryan, who is going to be one of the newest members of the 100K Club. We've been speaking a little bit before we started recording, but I'll just say again, congratulations, Ryan, on achieving that goal. Awesome work.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course. And the way I've been starting all of these is just asking back when you first got started, if you remember when you did start with this specific store, and if you had any e-commerce experience or online business experience prior to that.
Yeah, so kind of in 07, I got kind of into e-commerce a little bit, but at the time I had to try to figure it out on my own. For the most part, there wasn't dropship lifestyle to take a course from or anything else. And so, yeah, I actually built a dropship store back then, but it was selling dog collars, funny enough. And, you know, got into like building a store and that was cool. And then started getting some sales, but couldn't really quite crack it, you know, at the time. And I also started realizing like, well, if I do crack it, I'm going to have like thousands of orders to like fulfill to make any profit really, or make any decent amount of income from this. And so that really kind of like slowed me down. Like, well, I can't answer all these returns and calls and everything else. And so, you know, life moves on and kind of put it a little bit on the back burner, but always thought it was interesting and did some other stuff on online and what have you. But then, yeah, I guess 2019, I forget how I even came across, you know, maybe it was your YouTube channel or something else. And just, you know, started watching it a lot. And I'm just like, okay, this seems to solve a lot of the hangups I was having back in, you know, 07, 08, et cetera, especially with the higher dollar ticket items, you know, lowering that number of orders. So you're having to deal with less, you know, less customer volume, that kind of deal and support. And so, yeah, at the end of 2019, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. And actually I changed positions at my job so I could work remote. And once I kind of like got locked in, you know, that first part of 2020 in my new job, I was just like, all right, let's focus on this. You know, I was just going to lock myself in and focus on this for a while. Little did I know everyone else was going to lock themselves in too because of COVID. So yeah, I just started really focusing. I think, yeah, I had you all build our store actually, you know, just, I mean, almost just from a branding standpoint of getting that logo design and everything else, just kind of really fast track progress there. And because I knew that's where I'd get hung up is in that design phase. I can build a store, but I hate designing things.
Same.
So yeah, your sister was great in helping with that and everything. And so then, yeah, we went live with 12 suppliers, I think, the fall of 2020, you know, over 500 something products listed, etc. Wow. And yeah, started getting sales while I was hanging out at my sister's wedding in Montana.
So funny. Do you remember how long it was from when you first launched? Because that's a lot of suppliers and products to launch with, which is awesome. But do you remember like how long after, you know, going live and turning on your ads it was until that first sale came through?
Oh, I mean, it was within a week or two, I think. Nice. It was pretty fast. Yeah, once we turned it on and felt ready to go.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
It's funny. Everyone really does remember like their first sale. Like you were at your sister's wedding. I remember my first high ticket sale. I was watching the Giants Super Bowl at a friend's house and we had just launched our first high ticket store. I was doing the low ticket also prior to that. But then I remember my laptop, like this old laptop, everyone's watching the Giants and like the scoring touchdowns, they're doing well. And I'm like, oh, look. Yeah, I was the only one excited about it. But yeah, that's a fun moment. Yeah. to add to the mix of other excitement for you, a wedding, for me, a football. I'm a Jets fan, so I was more interested in the sales than the Giants winning. But
fun, fun. Yeah, I think we were actually hiking Yellowstone, this, you know, because we were in Bozeman, and so my phone ding, right? That Shopify ding.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, I have to go deal with this.
Yeah, exactly. Do you remember, this isn't related at all, but I'm just curious, like I got started again, same thing, like, you know, 2007, 08, which platform you used for that store when you were trying the dog collars?
Built it on a platform called Buy It, Sell It.
Okay. Yeah, I was on Yahoo Stores back then. It's crazy, Shopify, how different it is compared to what was available to us back then. Pricing was the same, but...
Yeah, Buy It, Sell It wasn't bad, actually. Like, it's kind of similar. I mean, it was being like the guy was building it himself to some degree, like this one guy, and he would answer support calls and everything else. And he would do custom stuff for you if you needed it done, but it got bought out eventually. He sold it to someone else and renamed, I forget what, but
yeah
it wasn't a bad, like it did a lot of the same stuff as Shopify does now, just in a older context, I guess, let's
Yes.
say.
Yeah. Yeah, I could still I wish there was these things still existed, but like I remember like the first store I built, like I was looking at it and that was the cookie store that I had, and like literally I was taking photos with like, you know, a digital camera that was available in 2007, these like this disgusting looking photos, pixel quality, and I was like
Oh
looking
yeah.
at this website I built and I was like, how is anyone ever going to trust this thing? But yeah, no, they functionally worked. It's just yeah, they can look better now on Shopify.
Oh, for
But
sure.
no, that's cool, and thank you for sharing that. And one thing that I've also been asking, you know, everybody that I've been speaking to, you said you started like 2020, so 2020 through now. And again, I know kind of some things you've been working on since then. But is there anything that stands out to you from then to now that maybe you changed in the business, or you know, something new or different that you think might be beneficial for others to hear, something that might help them also?
Yeah, for our stuff, I mean, our family's kind of outdoorsy. And so when we first built the store, it was kind of very like business, not as personal on the first design. You know, like the About Us page was very kind of standard, et cetera. And so I think we actually made it more personal and like actually have pictures of us on the About page and design kind of well of us actually outgoing and doing some of this outdoorsy type stuff that I don't know if it just helped build confidence or people just wanting to support us, kind of a small business type feel in general. But yeah, I think that's helped drive some of our sales because they're like, well, we'd rather, I mean, talk to some customers on the phone. And they're like, well, I'd rather have you get the sale than some random large company.
No, yeah.
So that's been interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would agree with you that that definitely does help with sales, especially like even you said, like I know a lot of sales are coming from organic now, and it's just like it's a big trust factor, especially when you see like so many of, if you want to even talk almost like direct competition, so many of these Shopify stores that pop up that just have like a vague two sentence description that has nothing, you know, about the actual business. And when you can put not just yourself, but like more personality into a store, and especially if it is related to that niche, it definitely helps in a big way. Like people would rather buy from experts than, you know, some generic chain that they don't know if they can trust or not. And not to say they 100% know they can trust us either, and not to say we're going to
Right.
take, you know, we're not going to put Amazon out of business or Walmart.com out of business, but there's enough of a subsection out there that wants to buy from people, that wants to be able to ask questions to people. And I think that's a big reason why our stores not just can exist, but can get, even if it is a small fraction of what these companies do, enough sales to have a sizable business. So I do think that that's something people could take away and implement if they haven't already.
When we upload our product descriptions, we made sure we had like really good kind of good ones set up. And I'd been familiar with uploading products into platforms before, so I was able to kind of leverage, Excel or whatever tools to kind of get the descriptions kind of keyed in really well for each individual product. So it wasn't just like just a copy and paste from the vendor site. It was kind of a little more customized to what I thought people would be looking for from the front end. So I think it served us well too from an SEO standpoint, having those in
100%,
there.
100%. Yeah. Awesome. Well, yeah, I'd say congratulations again, Ryan, and definitely looking forward to having you as part of this group. And thank you for sharing that. I think it'll help others that haven't done so yet. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here again, just hopping on to say I hope you got value and at the very least some motivation to build your own high-ticket dropshipping store with Dropship Lifestyle. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, and please do leave a review. It means a lot, and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has done over 100K in sales, you are eligible to join our 100K club for free. All you need to do is send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com, and my team will let you know what to do. I'll post that information in this podcast description. And if for some reason you're listening and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I would definitely encourage you to register for a brand new free training that I am hosting at dropshipwebinar.com. Link for that will be in the description as well. And if you do want to use Shopify and get a very special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers, I will also post a link to that in the description. So check that out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Stay motivated, keep working, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.